As it's time for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, again, nothing is easy here. LaSalle would not go away as you guys look to close things out.
Gives LaSalle tremendous credit, and they forced us into some bad decisions. And you can't give people lifelines in the Atlantic 10 or in any college game. And there was a lifeline given too frequently, and as a result, it became a closer game than it was.
Luka did it again. This five-game stretch is impressive right now. 22 points, 7 of 10 from the floor for Luka today, 6 of 7 from the line. He just continues to play big for you guys inside.
Luka has emerged as one of the best big men, not just in the Atlantic 10, but in the country. And he's added so much to his game with his stamina, his fight, his ability to convert inside. But how about those two big threes that he made?
How about free throws closing the door today, Coach? 14 straight makes to end it.
It was automatic for us. You know, we really work at that. And you got Sam part of that. You got Foster. You got Lee. You got Luka. You got Mike. So we had a lot of guys making that streak of 14 out of 14.
What did you like about what you got from your bench today?
Got a big three out of Nelson, got a big three out of Emery, got a great drive out of Dez. And I thought Dez and Emery and Nelson gave us terrific defense. Those guys have really understood and grasped their roles. And with the firepower we have in the first five, they need to be role players coming off the bench. And they have embraced that, accepted that, and performed admirably well today.
And Coach, one thing that looked evident throughout the course of the game is your team was active, hands-wise, creating 50-50 opportunities.
Well, we work at it every day, and, you know, sometimes it looks like we're in the mud, but I thought our second half bouncing around was pretty effective. I thought our half-court defense was pretty efficient after we got drilled so much with penetration in the first half. I thought we did shut down some driving lanes. We did challenge shots, but we gave them too many points on the runouts because of mishandling the ball.
And, Coach, we're going to hear from you on the video message here in a moment, but you're live in Belk Arena. What would you like to say about the guys being honored today, Terry Holland, Lefty Driesell?
Well, you know, Terry Holland hired me and with John Kirkendall, the president, and I would not be here today. Davidson College basketball would not be here today without the guidance, without the mentorship, without the leadership, without the insight, without the inspiration that Terry Holland gave to all of us. And of course, Terry got that torch passed to him by Lefty. One of the greatest success stories in the history of college basketball was what Lefty did here during the glory years of the 1960s. I think that's unmatched in the world of college basketball. And Lefty was ably guided by just some sensational players, and many of them are here today, great friends of our program, the founding blocks, the foundation of what Davidson College basketball is. I dare to say that we might be a Division III program, and I might be a high school coach in New York had it not been for Lefty Driesell and Terry Holland, so I'm ever grateful.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. A 17th win, 1,000th game for you on a special day here on this Davidson campus.
Wonderful to celebrate Lefty and Terry. Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.